Thank you.
Go ahead, Glenn.
We have on the call Olga Tavelli, Greg Aaron, Mike Rodenbach, Christina Rosette, and for staff, Liz Gaster, Marika Turnix, and myself, Glenn. So we have represented in constituencies, IPC, Business Constituency, Registry Constituency, and the Nominating Committee. Thank you.
And we do have a couple of other people who have signed up for this group who are not on the call today. I guess Zahid Jamil is not scheduled for, is not able to join today. Also James Bladell from the Registrar Constituency and Bo Brendler from the ALAC, so they may join us. And as I said, but I'll just restate for the recording, we did distribute both Steve Crocker's invitation and background on the ESSAC work and an updated or a draft charter that just attempts to encapsulate the discussion we had last week. And I think I'll just throw it open. Why don't we start with the charter and see if it captures what the discussion that we had last week, and if there are suggestions or thoughts for improving it or doing something different. And then we'll talk. We can talk about Steve's activity as well. Anyone have any thoughts they'd like to start with on the charter? Marika, why don't you take us through the charter, just basically what's in there?
Okay. Well, basically the charter starts off with some standard language that I tried to look a bit at previous charters on you know, trying to outline why what the drafting team was tasked to do, what we've discussed, and as well taking into account that we've discussed this option of instead of having a working group, but looking at the possibility of doing a pre-PDP working group, which would really have the objective to prepare the ground for the launch of a PDP on registration abuse, and basically highlighting there that this pre-PDP group would have the objective to really ensure the focus and definition of the policy issues, if any, that would need to be addressed in such a PDP. So basically, following that, there's one issue that we probably as well need to discuss is like the timing. Do we need to give such a working group a timeline within which they need to respond to the council? And then I try to follow the three different topics that we discussed in our last call, what this PDP working group would look at. So first of all, the scope and definition of the issue of registration abuse. So trying there to figure out what belongs within this category and what would fit within the definition of ICANN's mission and GNSO Council policy-making scope. Secondly, looking at additional research and identifying concrete policy issues. Here I took a number of items that were as well highlighted in the report where there is probably a need to do further research in order to be able to actually identify what those specific issues are. It would need to be considered whether this kind of research can be undertaken by the working group itself, or whether the working group sees a need for a study, or you know, another group that would need to look at these specific issues. But I'm not sure how much guidance this group can already give on that. And that would then form as well the basis for really working out what the specific policy issues are that would need to be addressed in a PDP. And then thirdly, a workshop at the ICANN meeting in Mexico City on registration abuse policies that could already look into some of these issues that are outlined here and possibly as well be some kind of kickoff meeting for this pre-PDP working group. That's a bit the idea, and then I hope this translates what we discussed in the last conference calls, and I'm happy to discuss this. I don't know if we want to already talk about the workshop as well, or we leave that for later in the call, and we now first focus on the charter itself. I don't know if there's a preference.
Yeah, I'm inclined to stick with the charter, but I think we should for now, but I think we should also talk about the workshop and use the thoughts of this group to help shape what that should look like. I'm inclined to think that we should be more specific about the research that we're envisioning here, or be as specific as we think about both what should be researched and if we know or we have strong ideas, how that research should be conducted. It may be that that's beyond the scope of this group and better done by the working group, but I think that's worth some discussion here. But let's stop there because this is intended to just encapsulate your thinking from the last call and see if you think we've succeeded or what more we should do.
On the charter?
Yes, please. Unless you want to go somewhere else, but that's where I'd start.
No. It's, you know, definitely a good start. I've got some edits. I'm just finishing up a red line I was going to send around. But definitely a good start. Obviously, I love the idea to have a workshop, and hopefully we can have a working group, an actual working group meeting in Mexico City.
Are you thinking that those should be separate, Mike?
Probably, yeah. I think
we would recommend, so maybe that would be a fourth recommendation that the group...
Well, I just edited yours a bit, but I think that we should have a public workshop, and then the working group should meet and, you know, take the input from that while expression in some of our minds, those that are there. And hopefully, obviously, we'd have telephonic access, too. But, yeah, so that the actual working group can meet face-to-face and talk, I think, would be useful.
Now, we talked about the council acting before Mexico on this charter, hopefully approving it and then convening the working group that would then meet in Mexico. And I'm assuming that all of you, you know, are interested in being participants in that working group. So there would be sort of a logical migration there, you know, with the obvious likelihood that others would join as well. You know, but it does, I guess, assume that the council approves this charter and accept that proposal.
Right. Well, I think that we can get this in a state that the council can approve it on January 29th, and we can have the group formed and the workshop ready by, you know, within a month.
So we were actually talking about doing it on the 19th of February, that we probably wouldn't make the 20th.
Hmm. I don't see why not, but...
Well, we have to get the charter ready by... the 21st. Remember, that's what we told the council. That's what we decided on the last call. So it doesn't matter. If we're faster than that, so much the better.
Exactly.
No one's going to object to being faster. But that does presuppose that we can be done by the 22nd. The next call's on the 29th, Mike?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thanks. In order to give the council the... you know, requisite week to review the proposal. So I think what that would mean is that we'd either have to we'd have to kind of finalize our edits online between now and the 21st or 22nd and get everybody's buy-in, including those that aren't on the call, which is doable. It's just things have to come together.
Yep.
Can I, while we're waiting for the Mike's red line, can I just have a couple comments, if I could?
Please.
In the third whereas clause, as much as I would like to think we're ultimately going to end up with a PDP, I think not making that kind of conditional could create some issues or objections. So I would suggest something along the lines of where the pre-PDP working group would have the objectives to prepare the ground for the possible launch of a PDP.
Yeah, I've suggested an edit there. So.
Yeah. And then in the scope and definition of registration abuse, in that last clause of the first sentence and thereby separating it from domain name use abuse, to me, one of the things that seems pretty clear is that in many cases, it will be extraordinarily difficult to clearly separate the use, the abuse in the registration from the abuse as the use. And I'm not saying that if it's solely, I'm not saying that the use automatically means that it was registered. That abusive use means it was abusive registration, or however we want to define it. But I just think that the wording there suggests that that there's
kind of a black and white line that you can clearly draw, and I am not confident at this point that there is.
This is Marika. We had a bit of conversation on this language as well with legal counsel, and we have some suggestions of how to modify that, so that we can introduce it as well in a new draft, because we are aware as well that it's, you know, it's not going to be black and white for sure, but at the same time, we will need to respect, you know, what is within ICANN's mission and the GNSO policy-making scope. So we can definitely work on that and see if we can come up with something that works better for everyone.
Yeah, and I haven't. I think that's a great idea. And I think in terms of the additional research areas, I haven't, you know, I'm assuming those just track within the issues report. But one
correct
thing that I think would be helpful to put in the charter, to the extent that Steve Crocker and his folks are okay with it, is to actually put some reference in there to the fact that we would like a liaison from the FSAC to participate.
Okay.
Or that, you know, the pre-PDP working group should, you know, consult with the FSAC on, you know, however you want to phrase it. But I think that would be, I think if we don't take the opportunity to get the input of the FSAC at the pre-PDP working group, we may
Liz, how,
end up going too far down a path.
Liz, how was that done for the Fast Flux working group? Because there we had Dave Piscatello representing FSAC being external expert.
Yeah, he actually was, the way I saw his role there was as a staff, not really representing FSAC so
okay
much as being, you know, a staff technical expert, you know,
okay,
to add his technical view. I think it's, Christina's right that we should affirmatively include an FSAC role, if that's the consensus of the group to do, that would be appropriate, and also makes it not, because sometimes Dave's role can be ambiguous. Is he staff or is he something else? And I think making it clear that that's the involvement that we want from that perspective, and then it may not be Dave. It could be anyone from the FSAC, right?
Right.
Or
right,
some group, small group or something. So I like that idea, Christina.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Christina, back just briefly to the scope thing. Do you
mm-hmm
have a suggestion about a phraseology that you think makes sense to you?
Not yet. I've been kind of scribbling down some language, and each variation seems to have a little, it's just not 100%. So if I come up with something, I will. If I come up with something that I'm comfortable with, I'll post it to the list.
Okay, thanks. We have been having some more experience. So, Mike, should we be looking for?
It should be already been sent. But it hasn't shown back up in my inbox either. So,
well, and mine's notoriously slow, so.
Has the attachment, the size of it for some reason increased? Because that sometimes is a problem for mailing lists.
Well, it's just it's not a very long document.
No, but I know you didn't introduce any graph or anything like that suddenly has blown it out of proportion or something.
No.
Okay.
I haven't seen it yet either.
No.
Yeah, it went at 7:15. It went from my proper address, but I haven't seen it yet either. So it really just tries to make it more readable and takes out the stuff about, you know, pre-PDP, and it basically takes out mention of PDP, since that's all kind of in flux right now anyway, and cleans up the language. So. But, you know, everybody needs to have a chance to review it and provide edits. I'd forgotten that we kind of agreed to take our time with it.
Well, we don't, I mean, again, it's really, if we're close and everyone, you know, can take the time between now and next Thursday, I'm all for accelerating. So it really just depends on how close we are. And, of course, we don't have the advantage of a couple of people that are missing from our group, and that's unfortunate. We need to get their view as well. But why don't we wait a couple more minutes for that? And do others have suggested edits who haven't spoken up, Greg or Olga?
Well, one thing we might want to discuss as well, if we want to give this group a deadline, There's one paragraph in here that talks about in how many days it needs to report back. I don't know if that's, anyone has any particular view on that. I know that certain working groups, I think, didn't have this clause in it and basically follow their own timeline or set their timeline. That might be something the group wants to discuss as well.
I'm assuming that timeline would be after Mexico City, when we've had a chance to have this workshop and worked on understanding what kinds of issues, specific issues, might be before us. Is that correct?
I think as well, the reporting back doesn't necessarily mean, I think, that they have to be, you know, finished, but it's a way of building in a mechanism that there's, you know, some kind of milestones, I think, in there.
One thing we could do, though, because that's a good thought, that we're going to learn things from the workshop that are going to help size this, and possibly from the research as well, that perhaps the I have a question. I'm not totally clear on how much the working group would actually do, the pre-PDP working group would actually do versus consider doing. Like, if you look at our language right now, we say the pre-PDP working group would have to consider the following things. They're not necessarily going to engage in the way it's written. We can change this.
Well, I think they should.
Right.
What's the point otherwise?
Right. So let's take out the word consider from that sentence and say would be tasked to, you know, accomplish or perform or, you know, the right active verb, you know, the following tasks or explore, you know, maybe that's the better word. Explore.
So make it address the following issues?
That's good. Some are issues and some are tasks because the...
What page are you on?
On the first page, halfway down, where we say the pre-PDP working group would be tasked to. And I was noting that it said consider, but I think address is the right word. And then we'd want to leave enough time, you know, if that group is actually going to be directing research, for example, or including the potential for an RFI, then that could be time-consuming, and we may not know the amount of time it would take until the group meets and factors in the input from Mexico. So what we could do is maybe a two-step process where the PDP working group, pre-PDP working group, would be tasked to give an initial assessment of the, you know, the following things within, you know, whatever the right time frame is, 6 weeks, or, and then, you know, would then at that point tell the council when they think the work could be complete by.
Well, I just kind of getting back to kind of what they would be tasked to do. Why couldn't we just rephrase it so that the pre PDP working group should act as identified below and report back to the DNSO council within, da da da.
Yeah, I mean, maybe why don't we just say, I think we could fulfill the charter maybe within 30 days after the Mexico City meeting or 45 days mm-hmm. after the Mexico City meeting. Mm-hmm. Phrase it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
And you know, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we probably spent maybe 2 weeks in the domain tasting group getting the wording of the general RFI down. Does that sound about right? And then it took about another week to get it onto Big Pulse and out and going. Does that sound right?
I don't know. I think I recall it taking longer than that. But
it involved Big Pulse. It had to take longer than that.
Well, I know that the supplemental IPC one was a nightmare for a lot of reasons I'm happy to talk about offline. Namely, well, never mind. That took a long time. But I don't know. I mean, who was that? Was that Olaf? Would he remember? Was he the policy staff person assigned to that? Mike?
Yes.
Domain tasting, it was.
Yeah, I think he was.
I don't know if he did that.
Yeah, he might.
And Patrick Jones.
Yeah, they might be better placed to kind of tell you generally.
Okay.
And I know that in the pro working group, it took maybe a week and a half. just, you know, assuming that you can get everybody to focus on it and people use the list as opposed to waiting for the calls.
Yep. Who else is on the call other than Christina, Greg, Olga, and Liz and Marika? No one. Okay.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and just send it directly to you. I don't know what's going on with the list.
Yeah, it could be a slow server problem.
All right. So here it comes. Then we need to talk about Steve Crocker's thing today.
Yeah, I want to talk about both the workshop in Mexico a little bit and Steve's proposal.
Yeah, I didn't edit the charter to incorporate Steve's proposal. I think that's something we might want to do, though, include something specific to.
The only thing I did do with Steve, I think I copied everyone, was just to make clear that, you know, this group can't accept the invitation to a collaborative effort. You know, we're just not in a position, I think you all would agree, right, that it's something we have to just go through the formality at least of.
Right, that's what I was suggesting. We should recommend to council that we participate. But
the other thing is that I, you know, they're not, we have the same scope issue, et cetera, with what they want to address. You know, which may be both broader and narrower, because we may have other issues beyond the the response to abuse that you want to deal with in this context. So I have your email now. Do others?
I have it too.
Oh, yeah, it's just come through. Oh, yeah, I have them.
Good, Mike.
You know, Mike, I like your language on scope of, in the scope and definition, but one tweak that we might want to add just to make it really clear what we're talking about is to talk about as distinct from abuse arising solely from use of a domain name. Would that...
Sure. A little bit more clear, I think. It's, you know, I think we all recognize that this is going to be quite a challenge.
Could you repeat that, Christina?
White, but
well, just in Mike's proposed. Mike, I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah, you want to introduce it solely. I'm just trying to figure out where you wanted to introduce it, so I just.
Arising solely from use of a domain name?
Solely, okay, yeah.
So between arising and from?
Yeah, all right.
So, Mike, this is Greg. I have a question.
Yep.
You changed the terminology from pre-PDP working group to just working group, which would be a PDP working group, I guess.
It's just, I think we're trying to get away from that, from the PDP and to the working group model, so...
Well, I don't think that. I think we're trying to get away from task forces to the working group model. What I took your edit to take pre-PDP out to mean is that you're not presupposing a PDP
That is accurate.
But, and I think that probably makes sense, because this is our, you know, third clause that was a whereas clause. The working group would have the objective to prepare the ground for the launch of a PDP on registration of use.
I want to communicate to the community that this is a working group that is not... When people hear the term working group, they think, okay, PDP is underway. Sometimes. So...
Would it be addressed by what we discussed before, to have a possible PDP on registration of use, but indeed in this third clause? Because that would apply that the PDP is not launched yet.
What's the third clause you're talking about?
The third, like the working group would have the objective to prepare the ground for a possible launch of a PDP. I think we mentioned before that that might be a way of saying there's, you know, there might be a PDP, but it's not a guaranteed thing.
So what I think would be helpful is to add a clause that says the drafting team agrees that the following steps need to be done before consideration of a possible PDP, to make clear that this is a this is not a PDP. We're not recommending launching a PDP at this time. That should probably precede the sentence that says...
I think I got an idea.
Okay.
How about to prepare the council to consider whether a PDP is appropriate? Have the objective to prepare the ground for the council to consider a PDP. How about that? That's easier.
Or to gather facts and define terms necessary for the council to make an informed decision as to whether to initiate a PDP.
I do like that better.
That sounds good, Christina. I'm so glad these are recorded, so the parole.
I'm trying to catch it while typing, but I just messed in the end of the sentence. So I'll listen. Or if you do, you remember? Got a second?
No, you're gonna. I'm sorry, I didn't register.
Oh, yes, for the council to make an informed decision. I think it was, right?
Yeah, to gather the facts.
No, to gather facts and define terms for the council to make an informed decision. I think it was something like that. No.
Yes, the dad was his. But yeah, that was the point.
Well, that's
what
we're rather to launch
is not doing is just kind of going off without all that. So the point of the group is to.
But I'll try to incorporate all the discussion as everyone has a new draft to look at, and you know, so we don't have to do it all on the phone or re-listen to recording. So I'll make sure
that
everyone.
Fred,
has
I know
it.
We need to all see it in writing, but does that roughly sound right to you? Does that accomplish your concern or question, Greg?
Yeah, I think it's going to have to see it in front of me, but I think that will work out.
Okay, well, thank you, Mike, for helping us, and Christina, and Marika, and I'll capture those thoughts. Is there anything else, or should we move on to, and we can do them in whatever order you want, Steve's document and then the Mexico?
Yep.
Detail. Okay, let's go to Steve. Has everyone had a chance to kind of look through this?
Yes. Especially since it's coming out of the SAC, I wonder whether they really have the main usage primarily in mind. Although it's unclear, we run into this old problem of terminology and what does abuse mean. And I don't recall that they tried to define what abuse was and what kinds of things they were really worried about in this paper.
It's almost like they leave that aside and focus on the...
Because I get the feeling they're really worried about things like if there's a technical problem with the website or something, or if you want to report spam or phishing or some other problem, they're concerned that you can't get to the registrar, or people don't know where to report those kinds of problems. I think that's what they're probably getting at, but I wish they would tell us a little bit more about the types of issues that are of concern.
Well, they do say here, law enforcement, security agencies, anti-crime and anti-phishing community advocates, businesses that provide online reputation protection services, network operators, and internet users may contact ICANN accredited registrars when attempts to communicate with the domain registrant using WHOIS services fail.
Yeah. Now, online reputation protection services has probably the broadest interest, because law enforcement is interested in criminal activity. Certs are usually interested in criminal activity that's disrupting services. Anti-crime and anti-phishing is with crime. Online reputation services, they do things like report phishing, but they're also dealing with civil things, like trademark infringement, cyber squatting. So they deal with a variety of things. Network operators are, again, worried about usage abuses.
You're right, but they also deal with criminal things like counterfeiting.
True. I mean, for the most part, this is about domain use and reaching the registrar who's responsible for a domain.
I agree, but I know just from a monitoring and enforcement program that we run out of our London office that very frequently the registration itself, depending upon various formula, et cetera, is what sets up the red flag. So I think it's something that we should certainly clarify with them. And if they are talking solely about use, then I think that this needs to be clear.
Yeah, or we might not know. I think it's worth asking them exactly what realms are prompted the paper. There's also a question that we should probably ask them, and it goes back years, which is that there are even some RFCs that might mention this, but the old internet practice is to set up an abuse at address for any domain, so people can report problems. And that's a social thing, but it's also like an old engineering practice that's been in place for many, many years. And I think one of the things that they're asking is, do registrars and other parties do that? Should it be encouraged, et cetera, et cetera? So I would want to ask them about, are they coming at it from that angle also? Because the abuse address was always meant, in my understanding, to be a place where people could report kind of operational problems with your network, especially if you were running the network or some sort of a service. It was not designed to be a place to report other kinds of things. It wasn't a place to report all the problems that could possibly be associated with a domain name. So again, this is a place where, are they talking about a specific practice that's been in place, and is that abuse address really the right place to address, to send certain kinds of complaints? Because as we know, there can be a whole host of things that go wrong with a domain name. Somebody might have a problem about this or that.
Well, my question is too: is it appropriate to sort of micromanage it? Isn't the more fundamental question, is there adequate place for all these reports to go in which something actually done with them that is, you know, easily ascertainable by the, you know, reasonable complainant, right? I mean, if someone wants to use abuse for everything and thinks that that's easier, I'm not sure the convention has to be so specific.
Yeah, well, and I think it is a question about the convention. I think there might be a long-standing convention that, you know, operational or network abusive types of things is where those abuse addresses came into play. I don't think they were.
There might be a benefit to not having that used for other types of complaints, although.
Well, yeah, the question of, you know, if I have a legal problem of some sort, or if I have a problem with an image that somebody is using on a website, is that what we're talking about, and is that the right place to report it? Open question.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Liz. I was just going to ask, you know, is that something that we just would incorporate into the work effort versus, I mean, certainly not trying to solve that here.
Might be a question we ask the SAC, and you know, might be a question that we work into our work too, sure. I'm just saying, when the SAC talks about abuse, it's still a little unclear to me exactly what they're talking about and what angle they're coming from.
I do think, though, that we need to be careful not to end up being so specific that by the time something's actually, assuming that we end up with a PDP, that by the time we actually end up with a policy, it's essentially useless because there are different kinds of abuse, or there are different ways of going about it. And I, for one, would be really curious as to what actually prompted them to do this, because that might give us a better idea as to what it is exactly they were trying to cover.
Yeah, I agree.
You read their paper, I think they're pretty clear about all that, personally.
Well, but I mean, did they just kind of all of a sudden say, you know, we should look at this? I'm just curious how these things work in the land of SAC. I mean, one thing I do think we would need to do is kind of carve out, to the extent that you can, and there are actually a couple of places I think you can, where we're actually just talking about compliance issues, as opposed to new kind of policies, or new best practices, or new whatever.
It sounds like they're, you know, we definitely are interested in collaborating, interested in talking to them more. Do people think it would be useful to get them on the phone, say, for another call before we submit a charter? I mean, we have the problem of the timing if we were rushing to submit the draft charter for the vote on the 29th instead of waiting to the 16th. But if, you know, I'd be glad to orchestrate that if... you know, we want her to try to do that on our next call, so I suppose we could have a special call, too, but that's harder, of course.
Or we could just identify what our questions are and send them over.
That's true, too. Or make that a part of the next step. You know, make that a part of the working group.
Right.
You know, just direct the working group to work with them.
That's what I was thinking, too, that we should just have something in the charter that the working group should consider the invitation from SAC for a joint effort and kind of leave it open for now. And then definitely schedule a call with them as soon as you can.
So we'll just maybe draft something that says this charter group notes that,
the problem is, the small group of us was invited. I don't know that they're inviting, an entire open working group.
Yeah, I'll talk to Steve about that. I think they really want to collaborate, and I think they're anxious to collaborate sooner rather than later. So I think, and I don't think he means to be secretive at all about the fact that they're looking at this. I think it's just working on the, that this is a work in progress for them, too, so they didn't want to, share it broadly until their work was done.
Well, and while you're talking with them, does it make sense to also does it make sense to also talk with them about the possibility of having them included in the potential workshop? Because as I see the topics and possible speakers, panelists, I don't see FSAC listed.
So that's good. That's a good catch.
And I apologize for all the sirens. It's a little hectic here.
We don't hear the sirens. I don't, and I don't hear the echo either.
All right.
All right. So we will include, we'll add including a sec in the Mexico workshop and in the working with the working group. Marika, is that? You got that, too?
Yeah, I did.
Great. So anything else on SBAC? Do we have questions we want to ask them, or did we decide that we just want to include them in the effort?
I think we want to make a mention of them in the charter so that the working group considers the invitation and a joint collaboration with SBAC.
Okay.
But not requiring, anything.
Sure. Okay. Do you want to look at Mexico then next? We have 12 minutes or something like that.
You could probably track the language in Section 1 from the change that we all liked in the scope and definition of registration of use on page 1 and track that into Section 1 here.
Right, where you see where it says...
I'm sorry. This is quoting the issues report. Never mind. Well, I guess the sentence right after it, you might just replace that sentence that starts community discussion with the language from page 1.
Got it. What about, do we want to offer the speakers in the, do we have other thoughts about that?
What do you mean?
Other speakers, do we want to go this far in our planning of, suggesting possible speakers, and if so, do we have more thoughts about?
I would be reluctant to identify anyone specifically unless and until we've consulted with them ahead of time.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way, and I feel that bad about Dan, too, in that regard.
So that's fine. Just replace it with generic, ICANN legal counsel, represent, and then in the number 2, just have it registry and registrar representatives and constituency representatives. Who actually plans this?
We would. We would staff, but with your...
We staff or we...
We staff
okay.
with...
Poof. Okay, thanks.
Sorry, we staff with, a lot of input and guidance from...
From the drafting team.
Yes.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
Because
we're making this up as we go along, so...
Wonderful to know.
on best practices and current experiences. So best practices, I agree about the registry registrar. Current experiences, it seems like we need some people who submit abuse complaints.
Exactly. That's why I put BC IPC representatives there.
Okay. One thing that's on my mind is getting word out, too, about this in a way that so that we have some good participation and people are prepared. You know, they've done some maybe research within their organizations and such.
Right.
To be able to offer, you know, just to be open about our planning and what we're thinking enough so that, you know, we give people a chance to scope it out a little before coming.
Yep.
I agree, and in reading over the best practices, current experiences, although, Mike, have you made changes to that?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just look at that, because the one thing that occurs to me is that we may want to make that a little bit more open than it currently is, in the sense of not limiting it solely to registries. And I guess what I mean by that is that, again, just drawing from the experience in working with our enforcement program out of London, most of the action that is taken by the investigators there is actually taken at the ISP level. But they would very much love to be able to have it dealt with at the registrar or registry level, because obviously if it's dealt at the ISP level, it's just a matter of time before the bad guy gets a new ISP and they're up and running. So I think maybe what might be helpful is to identify, when we're talking about current experiences, to the extent that the mechanisms that are currently available are inadequate, to be able to cover those too. Because I think what may be unclear to a lot of people is, well, why are we doing this? You know,
yeah,
can't you do X? Can't you do Y? And the point is, well, yeah, sure, but that's not necessarily the most effective, most efficient, most productive, most secure way to do it.
So is there, like, an expert that you're thinking who we could...
I mean, you know, I would actually think...
Okay, now we hear that.
That was not me. That was not me. I have no idea what that was. I'm not talking about an expert, but I think in terms of identifying the scope of what we would consider to be current experiences, I don't think we necessarily want to limit that to current experiences with the two new registry level abuse policies.
Right.
I agree. That's why I included some registrar representatives here, and we should say, you know, a number of registries and registrars have already implemented abuse policies.
Right.
I could also mention that abuse policies are incorporated, or provisions addressing abuse are incorporated in several registry agreements. Oh, I guess that doesn't matter here. Never mind. Just say a number of registries and registrars have already implemented abuse policies. And then when I said Mark Monitor representative, I was thinking both of having, you know, a corporate registrar and also someone who does takedowns, phishing and other abuse takedowns at other registrars. So someone like Civalence or Mark Monitor or Internet Identity. They have a very good perspective on what the best practices are out there.
And I guess in this context, it might be interesting to hear as well whether any of these feel that there are measures that, you know, could be applied across the board, or whether this is really too specific and, you know, it cannot be done. Or it would be interesting to hear as well what they would see as, you know, could help the working group to get, you know, further into this issue, to really see where policy could help in facilitating some of these things.
Okay.
We're coming up on 5-0. Some of us will step away for another working group meeting, unfortunately.
Yes, most of us. To the same next call. Okay. Well, is this good to start? And Marika and I will try to capture your latest input, and we'll circulate it on the list. Now, should we strive to do this on list for the 22nd? Because if so, I want to get a pretty pointed note out to those who weren't able to participate to let them know that that's what we're trying to do and to get their participation online.
So, in other words, we have to finalize it by the end of our next call in order to have it on the council agenda on...
We'd have to do it online before the next call.
Right.
So we'd have to do it...
I mean, I will promise to do my best, but as I think everyone on this call is probably aware, there's a lot going on here in the next 4 days.
To be honest, there is a lot going on everywhere. We're all just, and we keep promising ourselves we're not going to make ourselves crazy before these meetings, and we're, we shouldn't do it to ourselves where we have the control not to, but I'm pretty mindful of all of that myself. Look, I mean, I'm not sure it really changes what we're planning for Mexico to have the council vote on the 16th. It creates a little more of an unknown in the sense that we, if for some reason they were to object, you know, we'd have to cancel our plans for something we would be, you know, already really planning as a go. But I think we could give them a heads up on what we're thinking, and B, I think it's likely they would approve. So...
Right.
I'm not sure there's that much to lose, I guess, by waiting, you know, by doing this with our regularly scheduled calls targeting for a vote on the council meeting on the 16th of February and saving us all some anxiety in the process and taking and recognizing that there are a couple people missing from the call.
The downside there, of course, is that we won't have a working group formed, basically, in time for Mexico City. If we can get it approved on the 29th, then we would easily be able to have a group formed and ready to meet face to face, which I think could be valuable.
Well, but wouldn't there be kind of something in the middle, namely to kind of get the word out that, because I think, I mean, do we really have a question as to whether or not the council would vote to approve the working group and the charter? Or are we just kind of concerned about not having something that's exactly worded the way we want it? Because if we think it's just kind of the wording thing that we think the council's likely to approve it as a practical matter, then there's really no reason why we couldn't get the word out within our respective constituencies. Look, you know, there's likely to be this working group. The kickoff meeting is, you know, assuming everything gets taken care of, the kickoff meeting will be in Mexico City. We're planning, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's absolutely right, except that we're probably supposed to publicize that we're starting a working group and allow anybody to join.
Well, I think we would still do that, and we could still do that right after the 16th.
I mean, I will do my very best to kind of review and comment online, you know, before the 22nd. The sooner I get something, the easier it's going to be for me to do that. That's the best I can do right now.
Well, and I just am acknowledging that we have James, Zahid, and Beau who are missing.
Right.
So they have a lot of, you know, to catch up on online.
Yeah. Well.
Which is fine.
I'm happy to kind of do whatever. If people want to shoot for
the
22nd, I will do what I can.
I need the consensus of the group because I'm just the coordinator. So.
Well, what do you all think?
I just think it's worth a try.
All right, look, let's try it. When we do the draft change, we'll highlight the fact that we are working to try to finish this on list by the 22nd, and if anyone thinks they can't do it, let us know right away.
And
we'll try to get the changes, you know, out Monday, the update. I'm not sure we can do it today. In fact, I'm sure we can't do it today.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small group, so, you know, we only need to get, you know, okays from folks. We have to look at it in a three-page document. So.
Okay, let's give it a whirl. Let's give it a whirl, and if it starts to make us crazy next week, we'll retrench.
Liz, this is Olga. I think if you send the document by Monday or by today, I think we all can do some reading and some changes. I think that's feasible.
Okay, great.
Next Thursday.
I mean, it does make it more convenient to then plan Mexico City, so full throttle. So I do see an advantage to trying. And look for the draft from us on Monday, and we're going to jump off to our other call.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.